it's amazing that when we get like that with God, when we see Him swat us for something, hey, I now really, really know, although I'd preached it many times, that God doesn't like grumbling and complaining, but when He hit me in the eye with that 100 octane gas the other day, let me tell you, it's been real easy to not grumble and complain since then. Whenever I want to rise up to do something in grumbling, I say, oh no, you beast, you're going to be subdued. I have power over you. You're not going to do this no more in Jesus' name. Now then, now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Every word that comes out of your mouth ought to glorify God. You should have no lousy, stinking, bad words in your mouth. Verse 9 and 10. Don't lie to each other. It's like the young man down seminary the other day. He said, let me ask you a question. You say you don't sin? He said, do you ever tell a little lie? As a man of God, how do you expect me to answer that? Oh, yeah, I just tell a little lie every once in a while. Is that true? No! I don't tell a little lie every once in a while. I mean, if I just like I told him, I said, no, son, I don't never lie. I said, I may tell somebody something, they find out later, that's not the way it was, but I can tell you when I told you, I thought what I told you was the truth. I will never tell you a lie. You walk up to me, I tell you the truth. That's why Dave has said several times, Thurman, you'd never pass your pastoral care class. Because when people come in, I say, you know, we got a problem here and you need to repent of your sin. And then they say, well, what do you think my sin is? And if the Lord reveals it to me, I just tell them. Now, hey, if I want that person healed and God tells me what their sin is, I better tell them what their sin is, right? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you what that sin is because I want you to get healed. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old evil nature and all its wicked deeds. That's gone. God cut that all off when He circumcised the heart. In its place, you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more about Christ who created this new nature within you. Now I'm going to tell you something also that I heard on that Louis Giglio thing last night. Every 3 seconds, if he's right, and I'm sure he is, every 3 seconds, 50,000, if I remembered it right, 50,000 cells in your body died and 50,000 new ones were made every 3 seconds. You talk about being renewed? You talk about being renewed? I can't fathom that, can you? 50,000 cells fell off of your body in 1, 2, 3. Now, don't you go off and leave a pile of them sitting there in the seat, okay? They're so tiny, aren't they? But that's for every one of us. That's mind-boggling, isn't it? That in every 3 seconds, 50,000 cells in this body die and fall off of my body, and 50,000 new ones are generated to keep me whole. So you talk about being renewed. We are being renewed every second. I mean, it's mind-boggling what God has done. You've clothed yourself with that brand new nature that is continuously being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ who created this new nature within us. Well, as the more of the knowledge of the Word we have, we're stripping off the old nature, we're throwing it away, and we're renewing it with that good stuff, 11 and 12. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people whom He loves, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, some of us are going to have to listen. You know, sometimes it's hard to meet all these requirements. You know that? Is that right, Jack? Especially when you're out there in the world working with some of the guys you and me work with, right? Some of them contractors and some of them guys are not easy to love, are they? Oh, my goodness, they're not easy to love. But it pays good dividends and good benefits if we do it His way. Now then, verse 13, 14. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Don't hold a grudge a second. I don't care what they say to you, not a second. In fact, I remember one day somebody wrote a very, very bad letter about my wife. I read it. I thought, I wonder how she's going to respond to this. I said, honey, you think you've walked? We hadn't been married too long. And I said, how do you think you can walk in love regardless of what somebody says about you? She said, well, I'm trying. I said, I know you are, and you're doing a very good job. I said, but somebody wrote a letter and gave it to me. And I said, I started to throw it out the window, but I said, in my own heart, I've thrown it out the window. But I said, you think you can read it without being offended? She said, I believe I can. So she started reading it, and we found out she couldn't. It really bugged her. Oh, when I saw her sit there like that, I said, uh-oh, you read one of those good sentences, didn't you? She said, I can't believe they said that about me. I said, well, they did. I said, now forgive them, lay it down, forgive them. And so she did, and she got cooled off a minute. And I said, okay, now pick it up and start again. She picked up, read about another line. I said, uh-oh, you're not there yet, girl. But she finally got through it, and she finally forgave them all, and we tore it up and laughed about the whole thing, and praise God. But is it difficult when somebody says something, oh, you old hag, you're the worst singer I ever heard in my life. Yeah, and they put that on paper. You know, and you read it and you think, good grief, you know, boy, that finds out whether you're a Christian or not, doesn't it? It really finds out what we're made out of. You know, I'm telling you, and it's tough to walk in love and humility when somebody says those kind of things. But anyway, the Lord tells us to do that, and then we got to forgive them and love them. You must forgive others. And the most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Now, that's the important one. Why is that one the most important one? That makes everything else work. In the kingdom of God, if we don't walk in love, your faith don't work. Galatians 5:6, we talked about that last week. Faith works through love. So how many of you would love to have great faith and move mountains? Hey, if you don't walk in love, you can't do it. I mean, if you don't walk in love, you can't even get nobody healed, much less move a mountain, you know, so you got to obey God. And of course, it's love, which is what binds us all together in perfect harmony, 15 and 16. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are all called to live in peace and always be thankful. Now, should we always be in peace? Absolutely. You know, we should always be in peace. We should never be in strife. I mean, so if all this is true, then why in the world do I deal with so many people that are Christians when they come in and are all bound up in strife? They obviously don't know the Scripture. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart, because He's already in there. Let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your heart and make you wise. Use His words to teach and counsel each other. Use whose words? His words. Why do you think I use so much of the Scripture when I teach His Word? Hey, it's what He told me to do. My words don't count for nothing, but His words are great and mighty and powerful. So that's why I use His words to teach and counsel each other. Tell them what the Word says. That's how I get people healed. I show them what the Word says. And it says, then it says, sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Now then, I usually don't do a lot of singing around here, but when I'm out on the road or in my car, I sing praises to God. Y'all see, I think Jesus likes my voice. Some of the other people maybe around, they probably don't. You know, so their ears are not tuned in to my frequencies. And so when I'm driving down the road in a car, I can be praising the King, you know. And I think Jesus loves that. You know, but around here, some of them might say, oh, I wish he'd stop that singing. No, nobody's ever done that to me around here, but they might think that. I don't know. So anyway, I try not to sing much around here. But I do sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankful hearts. Okay, verse 17 and 18. And whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I told Sharon here a while back, Sharon's not here today, but hadn't saw her anywhere today, but she came in my office and she was just all upset. She said, "Pastor, why is it these people can't get it?" And I said, "Well, Sharon, I know a young lady that was in her 40s a few years ago that had been sick for 25 or 30 years, and it took her a long time to get it too." "Well, yeah, it did." I said, "And the guy that taught her how to get it," I said, "he wasn't screaming at her. He was just teaching her the word." I said, "You know who that woman is?" "Yes, that woman was me." I said, "Okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about." I said, "It took you all these years to get it." I said, "So I continued to work with you lovingly and kindly because I wanted you to know that you, every time you met with me, you were having a meeting with Jesus." And I said, "When you went away, did you feel like you had a meeting with Jesus?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Sharon, remember, when you get off the telephone with these people need to feel like today they've had a talk with Jesus." Is that right? You know, tell them exactly what God's Word says. And when you tell them what God's Word says, the gospel is not a condemning gospel. You know, in fact, the Scriptures even teaches that in 1 John, that when the Word of God, when our hearts, it says, does not condemn us, we know we have the petition we've asked of God. So if your heart does condemn you of sin, then it's real simple to say, they said, "But Pastor, I just can't pray that prayer of faith because I just know I've got unforgiveness in my heart towards somebody." I said, "Well, then you have to forgive. And if you forgive them and you get right with them, once you do that, then your heart will not condemn you, right? And so then you can pray the prayer of faith for them and they get healed." So I said, "So whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's the way we need to do it. I don't always do that, but I'm going to be working on it more diligently, I can tell you for sure. All the while giving thanks through him to God the Father. Because who's this whole plan all about?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "It's All About Christ, Not You," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.